"Just the same as I do," replied Florence calmly. "Have you not noticed that the little girl never comes without looking wistfully at the opening buds? And don't you remember, the other morning she asked me so prettily if I would let her mother come and see it. She was so fond of flowers."
"But, Florence, only think of this rare flower standing on a table with ham, eggs, cheese, and flour, and stifled in that close little room where Mrs. Stevens and her daughter managed to wash, iron, and cook."
"Well, Kate, and if I were obliged to live in one coarse room and wash and iron and cook, as you say, if I had to spend every moment of my time in toil, with no prospect from my window but a brick wall and a dirty lane, such a flower as this would be untold enjoyment to me."
"Pshaw, Florence, all sentiment. Poor people have no time to be sentimental. Besides, I don't believe it will grow with them. It is a greenhouse flower, and used to delicate living."
"Oh, as to that, a flower never inquires whether its owner is rich or poor. And poor Mrs. Stevens, whatever else she has not, has sunshine of as good quality as this that streams through our window. The beautiful things that God makes are his gifts to all alike. You will see that my fair rose will be as well and cheerful in Mrs. Stevens's room as in ours.